Welcome to the 95-minute tour of the 95-day orientation program. This is Kevin Craig again, and I have a sense of, I guess you'd call it, grateful anticipation, because I'm excited that you've decided to give me a chance to explain our, well, it's part of our marketing process. It's also part of the process of delivering the coaching experience that I hope you'll benefit from. What I want to do in this audio, as well as five additional audios that you'll see on down the page, is tell you what I think George Washington or Samuel Adams, Patrick Henry, John Hancock, any of America's founding fathers would tell you if they could travel through time, get to know you, get to know our government, and see what's going on. I think they would say there were five things you need to know, and they would recommend five books for you to read. What I would like to do in these five audio clips is explain to you those five things and tell you a little bit more about the five books that they would recommend you read, and also explain to you how our enrollment process works, because what I'm doing is kind of screening certain people out of our 365-day, one-year coaching program with an orientation program. It gives you a chance to experience the one-year coaching program at no obligation, no cost, it's free. But also, I rather suspect that there are some people who I really don't want, and hopefully you don't want, in the coaching members area, where we engage in a lot of mutual mentoring and encouragement and help. And if you're experienced in some forums, and maybe also on Facebook, you'll know that there are a lot of people who just like to argue. And that's not what we want here. We want to create a community where we're working together on each other's goals and moving in the same direction. So we have a 95-day orientation program, which gives you a sample of the year-long program, and also screens out people who might not really belong here. So in the next 95, or maybe less, I want to explain what will happen, what you'll experience during the 95-day orientation program. And if you're looking at the table of contents, you'll see that there are five things that I believe America's founding fathers would say you need to know based on where we are in our world today, 200 plus years after the founding fathers created a new nation, as we say. So here are the five things. You can see an overview there, the five things you need to know. Thing number one is three subjects banned from your government-approved education and why you must access them. In this first thing, I'll show you from America's organic law. And organic law doesn't have anything to do with agriculture. It has to do with the most important, fundamental legal charters of our nation's existence and how a part of those fundamental legal charters says that the purpose of education in America was to teach religion, morality, and knowledge. And of course, we're talking not about the religion and morality of Osama bin Laden, but the Christian religion. This is confirmed. I mean, I try to give you evidence for some of my claims, and I recognize that a lot of my claims are countercultural. They're out of the mainstream, contrary to the mainstream, and controversial. But I try to give you lots of evidence. So in addition to quoting from America's organic law, and I'll explain more about what the organic law is, I also quote from a famous Supreme Court Justice, William O. Douglas, who admitted when he concurred in the Supreme Court's decision to remove voluntary prayer from public schools, and really it was part of a couple of other cases in the early 1960s, and the purpose was to remove the Christian religion and Christian morality, expressly Christian morality, from government-run schools. Justice Douglas admitted that at the time the Constitution was written, the purpose of public schools, the purpose of public education, was to teach religion and morality, the Christian religion. And that religion was, although the Supreme Court in those cases in the early 1960s was removing religion from the public schools and secularizing them, Justice Douglas admitted that the Founding Fathers believed that the purpose of public schools was to inculcate religion and morality. So, those three subjects, religion, morality, and knowledge, banned by your government from your government schools, the Founding Fathers would say those were the most important things. We now have schools devoid of religion, devoid of morality, and devoid of knowledge, really, but especially the kind of knowledge that America's Founding Fathers intended to talk about, and that was how to discharge a lawful calling to serve other people, help raise their standard of living in a division of labor economy. And we'll talk about all those terms, but they are earth-shaking because in so many ways, secular schools and the lack of religion, morality, and a knowledge of the way the world works under the invisible hand of divine providence is the heart and soul of just all of our problems in America that we're experiencing today. We'll explain all that. That's thing number one, the three subjects banned from your government schools. Thing number two, and you might see on the website here that these two things, I've switched back and forth. I go back and forth trying to decide which one, from a pedagogical, that is from a teaching perspective, and from a marketing perspective, which one should be number one. At one time, I started out with thing number two being thing number one. But thing number two, as we now have it, is three goals for you from Samuel Adams and why you must achieve those three goals. Now, Samuel Adams was known as the father of the American Revolution. This coaching program is also marketed as the Samuel Adams coaching program. In addition to the George Washington coaching program, we market it under a number of different names. But Samuel Adams, father of the American Revolution, agitated and persuaded Americans to engage in a revolution against Britain and to seek to become independent from the mother country. And the way he did this was through a prototype, you might say, of the internet, a network of communication, which was known as the Committees of Correspondence. And the first letter he wrote to the American colonies, to the town halls of America, through the Committees of Correspondence, had three challenges, three warnings for Americans. He said, we need to protect our rights as Englishmen, our rights as subjects. At that time, they were not independent. They were still part of England. He said, we need to guard our rights as subjects. He said, we need to guard our rights as Christians, and we need to regard our rights as men. Now, that was the first letter that he wrote to America's town halls. Unfortunately, of probably 90+% 95% of all Americans today could not read that letter and understand it. They probably couldn't even finish reading it. They would just be bored and confused and not even understand what Adams was saying. And yet, it was letters like that that earned Adams the title of the father of the American Revolution, because those letters helped generate support for a mass movement of independence. As the Declaration of Independence says, they were risking their lives, their fortune, and their sacred honor based on what Adams had argued. And Americans today can't even understand his argument. But the three goals are also important because Adams would say, meeting most Americans today, you're not a real American. I doubt you're a genuine Christian. And you're a pathetic excuse for a human being created in the image of God and a very poor steward of the rights and the gifts and the privileges and the talents with which you were endowed by your Creator. In fact, you're a person who doesn't really even understand who your Creator is. So those three goals from Samuel Adams are important goals. They're the heart of what we're doing here in our coaching program to help you become an extraordinary American, not an Englishman, of course, but an American, an extraordinary Christian, and an extraordinary human being. Now, just as thing number one and thing number two go together, thing number three and thing number four also go together. And I should also add, I think, that roughly these five things parallel five books that I think you should read. Thing number one, the three subjects banned from your government-approved education, religion, morality, and knowledge, were contained in the Bible. And I think it's important to remind ourselves that the reason public schools were started in the first place, that is to say, schools for everyone, schools for the common man, not just for priests, not just for scholars in the Vatican, not just for the princes and the rich, but for everyone, that everyone in society needed to have an education, was because there was a belief coming out of the Protestant Reformation that everyone needed to know the Bible. Everyone needed to know how to read the Bible. Everyone needed to know how to understand the Bible. It wasn't enough for just the priests to study the Bible. Everybody in the community needed to read the Bible and understand it. That was part of that banner, sola scriptura, scripture alone, the Bible alone, getting back to the Bible, letting the Bible be our foundation and not what human beings might say. And so the Bible was the basic curriculum, the basic reason why public schools were formed. So that's why the first book we're going to be reading is the Bible. Those three goals from Samuel Adams, to become an extraordinary American, an extraordinary Christian, an extraordinary human being, help us, remind us, especially the part about becoming an extraordinary Christian, that we need to understand the Christian religion. So that's why we read that summary of the Christian religion, which was in every schoolroom in America, and that's the Westminster Catechism, the Westminster Standards. Now, thing number three and thing number four roughly go together, and they're related. Thing number three is three huge mistakes America's founding fathers made, and why you must avoid them, and why you must help your country avoid them. Now, obviously, we here at George Washington Coaching are very admiring of America's founding fathers. They had a lot of great traits. They had a lot of great ideas. We've lost those traits. We've lost those ideas. They have a lot of great habits that we should emulate, and which we're going to try to do so. And that's part of what you'll be achieving if you enroll in our coaching program for the full year. But they also made three mistakes, and these aren't just trivial mistakes. These are mistakes which are literally destroying America today. So it's important that we understand those three mistakes, and it's important that we avoid them in our thinking, in our lives, and also begin to try to do something like Samuel Adams did, which is to try to influence others so that our country as a whole can avoid these three huge mistakes that are destroying us, are destroying our country, turning America from a superpower into a third-rate nation. Now, if you try to avoid these three mistakes, a lot of people are going to say, wait a minute, those weren't mistakes, those were good things. Those were really good things. You can't have a society without those three things. You need those three things. You can't say those were mistakes. You can't try to get rid of them. They'll say you're crazy, and they will throw at you the three most hated words in politics today. But you must not recoil. You must not say, oh, no, I would never be that. I would never be one of those three words. You must say, yep, that's right. That's what I am. Now, let's talk about the issues. Instead of just using that as a scare tactic, as a boogeyman, as a way to get you to crawl away with your tail between your legs by having been insulted by one of these three most hated words in politics today, you need to stand up and say, that's right. That's what I defend. I'm one of those people, just like you say. And that will make them cower, because they won't know how to respond when you say that. And then you can help explain why those three mistakes were really mistakes and not good ideas. So that's thing number three, three huge mistakes, why we must avoid them. Thing number four, the three most hated words, the three strongest epithets in America today. The three huge mistakes America's founding fathers made, I'll tell you one of them. One of them is the idea of rights. That's right. I mean, that's correct. The idea of rights was a mistake. It has led to what we call the entitlement mentality, that the government owes us everything. What instead America's founding fathers did stress, and they made the right call by stressing the right thing. The right thing is the duty. It's like Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. The issue is not what are we owed by everyone else, but rather how can we serve other people? What are our duties? The right to life, the Bible doesn't say we have a right to life. Nobody ever walked up to the Creator and said, hey, I have a right to life. I demand that you create me. Instead, what makes our right, as it were, secure is a common and general understanding that God says, thou shalt not kill. And you can apply that to other core rights. What really we want to say is that people need to have a general understanding and generally practice their moral duties, the laws of nature and of nature's God. Thou shalt not steal, rather than say we have a right to property. God really owns everything. There are laws against kidnapping, for example, that would deprive someone of liberty, and so forth. What holds society together is a common moral background and a common moral practice. And that's why America's founding fathers believed the most important thing we could do with public schools is to teach religion, morality, and knowledge. From that first mistake, the idea of stressing rights rather than stressing duties, the founding fathers did stress duties. Coming out of that, you will see, and it also comes out of the first thing, the three subjects banned from your government-approved education stem from a myth, a misunderstanding of the doctrine of the separation of church and state, which really has nothing to do with churches anymore. It has to do with God and state, or God and government, as though the government does not have to acknowledge God, as though the government does not have to be under God. And so we'll be studying an important body of work which defines the true meaning of the separation of church and state and shows why today's secular understanding of the separation of church and state is a dangerous myth which is destroying our country. Thing number four, the three most hated words stem out of the second two of the three huge mistakes, and corresponding to that, we will be looking at the difference between capitalism and socialism, and why capitalism, properly understood, is the belief that a society should be organized without the use of the initiation of force or violence against others. Socialism is a system that tries to organize our economic assets using force, the force of government, initiating force or threatening violence against people if they don't work where the government says they ought to work, sell what the government wants to be sold at the price the government states, and so forth. Organizing and planning an economy from the top down using threats of violence and the initiation of force. Capitalism is a voluntary system. It's a social system based on the rejection of the initiation of force or violence, that all trades, all commerce, all interaction needs to be voluntary and consensual. So it is the social system of peace. It is a social system of the harmony of interests. And so we'll be looking at the fourth book that we'll be looking at is a discussion of peace as a social organizing force. Now, the fifth thing we'll be looking at, the fifth thing that America's founding fathers would say you need, are the three things that you need to become extraordinary. The first is going back to school. The first is a curriculum. The first is the five books. The first is the content that you'll see on this website and the content of our coaching program. The second thing you need is a coach. All of this information is out there already. You probably are vaguely aware of it, but you're not moving forward in terms of it. You're not achieving the education that America's founding fathers said you should have, the reason why they created schools, the kind of education that every 15-year-old had in America in 1776. You lack that basic education. And so the thing you need to do is get some skin in the game, make a commitment, and hire a coach to help push you through the educational program, the public school program of 200 years ago, the program that made America the most prosperous and most admired nation in history. The third thing you need is to not be isolated, but to be a part of a community of people who have the same goals as you do, people that you can support and people who can support you. So a curriculum, a coach, and a community are the three things you need to become an extraordinary American, an extraordinary Christian, and an extraordinary human being. And that's what you'll get if you enroll in the George Washington Coaching Program. Day by day, we'll be looking at these five things. And, in addition, during the next 95 days, we will also go through the Bible in a chronological order to give an overview of everything that's in there, and you will be given a completely unique perspective, something you never heard in your college religion course or even your Bible school Bible course. It's going to be in tune with those five things that America's founding fathers would say you need, five things that will prevent America from heading over the cliff. It will be a remarkable journey. It will be unlike any journey you've had. And even at the end of the 95 days, you will be astonished at how your worldview has been transformed. And you'll begin to see already the ways in which this is going to change your entire life. The purpose of the 95 days of, I should say not the purpose, but the reason why the orientation program is 95 days is because, as I said with thing number one, the purpose of public schools was to teach the Bible. That's why they formed schools for everyone, because they believed everyone needed to read the Bible. Everyone needed to understand the Bible. So, in honor of the kind of the catalyst of what we know as the Protestant Reformation, Martin Luther nailing his 95 propositions for debate on the door of the cathedral at Wittenberg in Germany, will be actually reading Luther's 95 theses. And just because it's a very important historical document, in a few short years, just a couple of years really, we're going to be celebrating the 500th anniversary of the 95 Theses. It was an epic event. It was really very important in the history of Western civilization, and yet 99.9% of Americans, even though this nation has been called a Protestant nation, most people don't understand anything about the Protestant Reformation. So we'll be reading Luther's 95 Theses, one per day. I have also written 95 Theses that describe the original American dream, 95 Theses on the vine and fig tree idea, the idea that animated George Washington. He was looking forward to the day when he and all Americans would live securely under their own vine and fig tree. So we will be looking at 95 vine and fig tree theses. The 95 vine and fig tree theses are 95 theses on the Bible, going through the Bible in order and finding 95 key concepts that describe the foundations and the effect of this vine and fig tree worldview. So each day we'll be reading one of Luther's, each day we'll be reading a vine and fig tree thesis, and we'll be reading from the Bible. And we may also have an elective, which is our capitalism module. We might also read a new book on capitalism, not Adam Smith's book, Wealth of Nations, but a new book on capitalism, which applies our peace on earth thesis, and it employs a structure of Christian morality to discuss the principle of peace as it's applied to economics and government, the process of voluntary consent, and trying to eliminate initiation of force and threats of violence from our economy and from our foreign policy and from our government policies, our public policy. That's what you'll be hearing about in the next five audios on this webpage. You'll be hearing a little more detail about the 95-day orientation program, and hopefully you'll be willing to enroll in the 95-day program. And then you'll be prepared and qualified to enroll in our one-year program should you decide to do that. So again, following this audio are five additional audios describing the five things that America's founding fathers would say you need to know. And so I hope you enjoy listening to these audios. Then down below we have some additional audios on questions that are frequently asked about the program. And if you have other questions, you're welcome to send an email using the forms on this page, or actually down at the bottom of the page, just give me a call. And let's begin sort of a coaching relationship in which I can help you in any way I can, answer any questions you might have. Thanks for listening to this introduction, and I hope you'll move on now to the audio for thing number one.